Former Juneau Mayor Bill Overstreet is being remembered as a persuasive and successful spokesman for Alaska's capital city during the Capital Move fights of the 70s and 80s. Overstreet died last week in Sun City West, Arizona, where he and his wife Jean have spent their winters in recent years. He was 86 years old. Bill moved his family from Oklahoma to Juneau in 1952. Over the years, he was a teacher, school administrator, and became the first director of the statewide Alaska School Board Association. As KTOO's Rosemary Alexander reports, it was his work as a Juneau crusader that most recall.
Bill Overstreet was first elected to the Juneau Assembly in 1973, after Alaskans had voted to relocate the capital to an undetermined place. A capital selection committee was tasked with picking three sites, and in 1976, voters chose Willow. That was the year Overstreet was elected mayor. Rich Poor was on the assembly then. He calls Overstreet a strong mayor during a time when the capital move dwarfed all other issues in Juneau.
There was quite a battle that went right on up through the mid-80s to keep the seat in Juneau, so it was definitely a dominating time in Juneau.
Alaska was spread across four time zones then. Poor says one of the mayor's biggest accomplishments was leading the charge toward one time zone, which was a major issue for capital move proponents.
One of the things that was always a complaint with the Anchorage people in particular was that Juneau was always 2 hours ahead of them. So you'd only get 5 hours of business conducted during the day instead of the normal 7 hours, 7.5 hours.
But changing time zones was not a popular idea in Juneau, and it almost cost the mayor his seat.
There was recall efforts and all kinds of things that tried to stop him and whatnot. So, I mean, it was pretty heroic on his part to get her done, so to say.
By 1983, Alaska's most populated areas had turned their clocks, and all but a small segment of the Aleutian Islands remains on one time zone. During those years, Overstreet was probably the most effective spokesman for the capital city.
He was just a very effective speaker and very articulate, and told our story probably better than any have before and since.
When Greening also was part of the efforts to save the Capitol, then and now, Greening describes Overstreet as calm and reasonable when he spoke.
He's just a very believable, honest person.
Juneau's loudest foe was Bill Atwood, publisher of the now-defunct Anchorage Times. His bully pulpit was his statewide newspaper, which lobbied continuously to move the Capitol. Overstreet was willing to take him on.
Bill Overstreet went to the Lion's Den in Anchorage and faced him and used his humor to really get his points across.
Clark Greening was raised in Juneau but living in Anchorage then, representing a district in the Alaska legislature. He says Overstreet's humor in two major debates helped put a different face on capital move arguments. At the time, Jim Clark was chairman of the group dubbed Keeping the Capital in Juneau. It was the forerunner of the Alaska Committee. He very clearly recalls that chamber debate where Atwood compared the proximity of the capital to the people to a farmer and his barn.
And he said, when the farmer has his house, he wants the barn to be close to his house. And Bill stood up and said, that's just the trouble with your thinking, Atwood. It ain't your barn.
The showdown came in 1982 when Alaskans would vote for a $2.8 billion bond issue to cover some of the costs of moving the capital to Willow. Before that election, Overstreet described the choice Alaskans could make in this interview for the statewide television program, Alaska Review.
And we think that as soon as people began to relate to the fact that they could either have their taxes lowered or they could have their own communities improved or they can build a new city for the bureaucrat, there's no doubt in my mind but what they're going to say, well, let's fix up all of Alaska. Let's not just fix up new houses, new buildings, new schools for the people that work for government. Let's see if we can't provide some of these benefits to those who are governed.
Alaskans turned down that 1982 bond issue. Jim Clark credits Overstreet for building goodwill for Juneau throughout the state and making it possible for the capital city to win that election. A memorial for Bill Overstreet is being planned for July. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.